This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You can weigh, darling, for your own peace of mind, but what I'm saying to you is home scales do not count.
Yes, home scales definitely count. They only count when you're less than what your cinema world weight is.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever said, sod it, I'll do it properly next year, then this is the podcast you need. With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Right, let's get down to our first weigh-in, and it's mine.
Just gearing up for first Zoom of the second lockdown. It's tonight. I will be going to as many as I can be asked to, because I have bought a six-week countdown this time. So that's to keep me on track. It's also to support my leader, who I adore and I feel incredibly sorry for in this horrible time. So I wanted to be able to make sure that I could give her support as much as she gives us support. Also, I need to go on the Zoom tonight because I have submitted my weight to my leader, and I do know I've had a loss, but I don't know how much by, because I didn't write my weight down last week. Have I done that? Well, I mean, a bit of Fast 800, a bit of Slimming World, a Weight Watchers meal, and soup. I did lose 2.5 pounds in week one in lockdown, so that is very good indeed. Now, chat on last night's Zoom was very much about the Costa Coffee selection of Christmas drinks, and I feel like it's a sign. I mean, obviously, we were talking about the high sin value of these things, because everyone keeps mentioning them. They keep popping up on our communities page. I just feel like that's the world telling me I need to try them all.
Have you had one yet, Katie?
Absolutely not. Oh. Because, well, through work, Joe's stupid idea for the radio this week is to go
really?
Caffeine.
Great idea. That's unlike her.
Exactly. Her stupid idea this week is to see how we can get on without caffeine. So why? I've been absolutely caffeine free since Sunday night. So that means no coffee, no tea, but also
no chocolate, guys.
No chocolate.
Excitement.
So I've not had the experience of the Costa festive drinks yet, but that is all anybody is talking about at the minute.
Like, and I'm saving you from that, Katie, and you are welcome, darling.
I mean, I think it's a stupid idea. I mean, to give up caffeine anyway, yes. Whatever. But I am thinking I am generally going to try the chocolate orange one today. So I will be sure to let you know how amazing it is.
How many sins?
Fuck, I'm so jealous.
I don't care.
I think, if I remember rightly, because there is a Slimming World graphic going round, I think a medium skinny Terry's chocolate orange hot chocolate is about 15 and a half.
15 and a half. Yep. Mm. It can go up to sort of like 22. In fact, there's the Black Forest Gatto hot chocolate.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's the worst. That is like 20
sin-wise.
Sins.
Yeah, there we go then.
And they've weirdly, Slimming World have quoted us on mediums. They haven't told us to go small.
No.
And I see that as an order. Go medium, guys, if you're going to do it. well done on the 2.5.
Yeah,
I'm very... If it is 2.5, because of course, home scales don't count.
Oh, here we go again.
Home scales don't count.
Yeah, but we've been through this. And when we got out the last time of lockdown, my home scales... No, my home scales weighed more than the leader's scales at the Slimming Club. So
you think you've probably lost more?
Maybe.
Well, we don't know. We won't know till December.
Absolutely not. I like how you're doing a mixture of all the diets, though.
Yeah, I was inspired by Joe.
Thank you.
A bit of this and a bit of that.
Need a sticker for this, please.
I just ran out of time to make a meal, so Weight Watchers meal was in the freezer. Ate that. Obviously, had a bit of Slimming World, you know, because I fancied a biscuit or two or three. And then also a packet of crisps. But then there were the Fast 800. I'd made the Fast 800 soups. So that was
Didn't
a bit of Fast 800
you
too.
Last week Is this the second or third week you've declared a full fast 800 week only to last a day?
I don't think I said anything about it last week. I think that might have been the week before. I think I just kept my mouth shut last week.
Also, I see you've got a halo on your head. You've bought a countdown to support your leader.
Yes.
Question, was it to support your leader or was it because we got a free book?
Oh, do we get a free book? Yeah. I didn't know we got the free book. I think mainly it's because it's getting so close to Christmas. I hate looking at my bank balance. So if I've got to pay her each week, I've got to log in on that.
Yeah.
So if I just do it the once, bite the bullet, ooh, ouch, and then in 6 weeks' time, I'll be paid again. It's fine.
Done.
I don't think you can get 12-week ones now, can you?
Because I got one just before lockdown. So I'm in mine already.
Well, I only got a 6-week one because that's all she was offering.
Yeah, right. I got she's going to send it to me because I've not got it yet. The comfort eating,
which we all
Slimming
do.
World book. But yeah, yes, I will have that. Thank you very much. Happy to. Are we saying home scales don't count then for this lockdown? Because we are a podcast, I believe, that has really said that since day one.
But I know if I don't have that onus to step on the scales each week, then I just won't bother with a diet.
Well, my point is you can think you've lost it all you like, darling, but we can't record it as a real as a real loss.
I'm not going to pass comment on this question right now. I think we should wait until I tell you about my week.
Okay, fine. Then we will make the judgment.
Right.
Because of course I'm not weighing. Whatever. I'm not done.
Right, here's our excuse of the week. It's come in from Camilla Barnett, and she says, I can't decide if my excuse of the week is Scotland's potential lockdown anxiety or American election anxiety.
Oh, wow.
Either way, I need a large wine tonight, tomorrow night, and really every night this week.
You do.
And that election went on for a long
time. It still went on for a week, didn't it?
I think it's not over yet.
Well, Trump's still not gone. Oh, yes. Well done, Biden. So that's quite stressful, yeah.
But we're still counting then in some places, aren't we?
Yeah.
I say weird.
Really? Like, oh my god!
Yeah, they're still counting. All the results are in.
Excuse for wine at night. That's fine.
Fucking hell! How long does it take to count? Just count.
Maybe they're taking so long because they are all on the wine at night.
Maybe they've turned to wine too. It's a great excuse though.
A reminder then that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For just £3 a month, you can get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you join, and access to our Zoom meetings. And our next meeting is actually tonight.
Hooray! We've not done this for 50 years.
I know. We've been dead busy and had holidays and stuff. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. I
can't wait to have a run, really. It's been a few days. So
will you be drinking through? I will be, because I don't know if you know, I'm double shifting this week, which I barely mentioned.
Wow.
And so I will be coming off a shift and coming straight onto Zoom.
Okay.
So you'll need a drink by then.
Unless I've got a bottle of Prosecco in my drawer
I know where they hide them as well.
Have we got some here?
The work bottles of wine. Great. I know where they are.
Leave it out, my friend. Otherwise, how can I join in on Zoom? It's good fun. We've not done it for ages, so we're full of it tonight. We've got 100 quid to give away.
Yeah. Other prizes too, as well. So you can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. That's patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next weigh-in, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Siobhan Frankham says, so since today was my daughter's 11th birthday, she wanted a buffet style tea, so we had pizza, duck spring rolls, mozzarella sticks, and various bits of chicken. I had a small amount, but since I was the one who gave birth to her and have a massive scar across my belly to prove it, I also drank a bottle of Prosecco.
Approved. As a mother of two with two scars across her belly, I feel like the birthdays should be for us, not just the child.
Yeah.
So technically I have 3 birthdays a year now.
Do you? Because your boys' birthdays are close to each other.
Yes.
So for that week, it's just happened, hasn't it?
Yeah, just gone.
So October, did... Oh, no wonder.
Beginning of October, end of September.
Went off the bloody rails.
Well, yeah. Just blame them.
Yeah, blame the kids.
Love how it's only her 11th birthday and she wants all of this like buffet style tea. I mean, that is a child with style. When
yeah, duck spring rolls when you're 11. That's amazing. Cool.
I'm following Siobhan around Iceland. That menu screams Iceland to me.
Absolutely. Becky Louisa says, I can unashamedly say I pulled a Victoria. I had fish and chips dinner after weigh-in last week and a cheese and wine night on Friday, which consisted of 8 types of cheese, sourdough bread, olives, pickled onions, a selection of cold meats, crackers, pate, and 4 bottles of red wine.
Wow.
Never letting anything go to waste, the leftovers were obviously consumed for lunches on Saturday and Sunday too, giving me a minus £2 on the scales.
Amazing. Becky. Hate Becky.
That's like the best food ever, and that is known for being so fatty as well.
I would be a big bloated mess if I'd have had sourdough.
So proud.
Laura Jane Thornber says, after 3 Christmas hot chocolates from Costa today.
Oh my God.
Wow. I decided I should take my bank card back to the office. So thank you, Apple Pay, for hot chocolate number 4. I thought I'd finish strong with a KFC on the way home.
Wow.
And now I'm drinking a Bailey's hot chocolate too, for fuck's sake. 4 hot chocolates. I think she's done all of them.
She's done them all, I think, yeah.
All the different ones.
4 new ones.
Oh, then she's put, just in case anyone's interested, Terry's chocolate orange hot chocolate is fit. After 8 hot chocolate is nice, but not as good as the orange. Black Forest, not quite as good as this year, but that might have been because it was number 4. Tomorrow I'm going to attempt not to have the Irish cream and the purple one. What are the chances?
0 chance.
Oh, I really want to know if she had them.
What's the purple one?
The purple one is the Quality Street, purple one sweet. Yeah.
Well, actually, what flavour is that? Because I never eat that one, so I don't know.
Is it caramel and hazelnut
and chocolate? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. That does sound quite nice, actually.
Here's a quick question, because with those hot chocolates from Costa, you get like a purple one sweet.
Yeah, you do.
Or with the orange hot chocolate orange one, you get a bit of Terry's chocolate orange. Is that included in the sins that Slimming World have given us?
I mean, absolutely not.
What the
fuck? No. It's optional.
Well, it's very confusing. I mean, I know I'm a big fan of Margaret, but for fuck's sake, darling.
Well, technically, that's a gift that comes with the hot chocolate, sins in that.
True, no sins. Natasha says, I have the worst husband ever. I treated myself to this about a week ago. It's a bar of chocolate with drumstick sweets in the middle. Oh, my God.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel great about it. I've been waiting for a day when I really fancied it. Today was the day, only to find out my of a husband ate it last night. He said he was saving me from myself. So gutted, I'm now going to cheer myself up with a takeaway. If I put on this week, it's the husband's fault.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Katie knows all about this.
Oh, yes. What did he have of mine? Oh, it was the Terry's chocolate orange
Easter,
eggs.
Wasn't it?
Oh, that I'd saved.
Yeah. All that time. Saving you from yourself.
Still not over it. Louisa has just come home from my morning Slimming World group. As of next week, we are back to Zoom. So back to weighing in the nude, making up my weight as I go along, drinking gin and tonic in a mug. Bring it on.
Yay! Happy lockdown.
And Sammy says, is anyone feeling like doing the No Plan Till Jan campaign? Because this year has sucked.
That's a great one.
Oh my god!
I will do any campaign that rhymes.
No Plan Till Jan.
No Plan Till
That's
Jan.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that is so tempting.
It really is tempting because lots of people are putting up their Christmas tree early this year.
Yeah.
Now that for me is a sign to eat shit. Yeah. The minute the decks go up, we're in.
Do you have like a routine? Because when I put up decks, it does involve invariably hot chocolate and gingerbread. So we'll make gingerbread in the morning and it'll smell like Christmas in the house.
Yes!
And then we eat that as we go. And I am putting my decks up this weekend.
Oh, amazing. Did you say you did fast 800 this week?
No, I'm not. I've not committed to any plan this week.
Victoria, what's your plan Christmas deck wise?
I probably won't.
Okay, yeah, because let's find out how she's done and then we'll see why she's not going in on Christmas yet.
Right, everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast gets an exclusive Guess Who's Nail Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with us with your name and address. Right, it's time for weigh-in number 2, and it's Victoria.
Oh my God, lockdown 2 is not doing good for me. So my week has been another good week, you'll be pleased to hear. I have carried on sticking to a plan. maybe since have slightly increased because I did get a takeaway pudding on Saturday night, which was waffles with crunchy and Milky Way and chocolate sauce and ice cream and cream. But that was pretty much the only thinned stuff I had last week. Oh, yeah, no, maybe I did have a couple of runs. But apart from that, guys, Slimming Angel. And apart actually, there is something else I have had, but as it's a gift, it doesn't count. Katie very lovingly, got me a Subway and dropped it round last week. So I thoroughly enjoyed that with a white cookie. Obviously trying to sabotage me though, so let's not be too nice to her about it. However, I did step on the scales and it said that I've put £5 on. That's bullshit. I have not put on £5 in the past week. There's just no way. So home scales are off, not weighing. It's just crap.
Oh, well done on your £5 gain.
Home scales gained, £5. God.
Honestly, it is just ridiculous. I stepped on it and I thought, no, I'm not having this. Not having this at all. Can I just say I did step on today because I thought, you know, maybe they'll be nice to me today. And I am a pound less than my last Slimming World weigh-in. So I'm
this
very confused
exactly
right now.
Why home scales don't count. Because I'm very confused. So full of shit both ways. Losses and gains.
But if we say now that we're not going to be doing...
You can weigh, darling, for your own peace of mind. But what I'm saying to you is home scales do not count.
Well, I think what I'm going to do, guys, is obviously I did not put on £5. That was just ridiculous. So that doesn't count. Now that I am less than what I was at Slimming World last weigh-in, yes, home scales definitely count. They only count when you're less than what your Slimming World weight is.
You can't. Look, we can't do this. We can't.
I can. Watch me.
Well, I tell you what, that Subway that I dropped off for her the other day, that weighed at least £3. Yeah. I'm not joking. Like, that
what
did
was
weigh
it laced with?
It was, well, it's BMT. Well, what I did was I covertly messaged her in the week to find out what it was she liked.
I sneakily did this.
From the bread type to what meat she'd have, what salad she'd have, and the sauces.
Yeah. Foot long.
Everything.
Obviously a foot long. Absolutely, obviously. And then obviously I topped it off with a white chocolate and macadamia nut cookie.
What a lovely friend.
What a wonderful friend. I know. Who wouldn't want to be a friend?
I like to call it. Sabotage. But you know what? I was so full after, because I think you dropped it off at about 4 o'clock, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I was so full from it. I didn't actually have anything else that day. It honestly filled me up so much. Couldn't even eat the cookie. I had it the next day.
So do you want Paul, our producer, to note down the £5 gain?
No.
She says no.
Well, what? I thought you wanted the scales to count for a second.
Only count when I lose, guys. Can I tell you about this this pudding, though, that we had on Saturday?
Go on.
Oh, it was amazing. So we'd already had dinner, and I think we'd already had pudding. And then it got to about 10 o'clock. And guy that I'm dating, he was just like, oh, I really fancy something sweet. And then he was just like, have you ever heard of this place? And they do amazing desserts. And he read them out to me and they were like cookie dough, waffles, pancakes, sundaes, like literally just a whole dessert place. So I picked a waffle because that's my favourite with crunchy, Milky Way. Oh, it was just beautiful, guys.
Sounds amazing.
Just take a moment to appreciate it.
Where is that from?
Local place in Chesterfield, just some dessert company, but it was amazing.
Oh, just some dessert company. My family live in Chesterfield, so when I go up that way, just some desserts will be ordered.
She'll have a voucher. Amazing. Well done on your £5 gain that we are now counting.
Gain £5.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Every week we're taking nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Jodie Sparkle sent this one in and she says, I'm nominating my mum, Kirsty, for your hero slot. Here's what I saw on her Facebook page. Just popped a Sainsbury's on my way home. It's my long weekend, so I bought 6 bottles of wine and shitloads of chocolates. The woman on the till assumed I had guests, so I had a 5-minute chat about a made-up gathering, all because I didn't want her to judge me.
Nice.
Well, she should be careful, because I bet that checkout person's like, hold on, lockdown,
oh,
gathering.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
I'm stingy about this.
Wow, this is one thing we've not thought about. So lockdown can prevent us from being a hero, really.
Oh, yeah, true. We can't pretend we've got 6 people coming round.
And we've got 6 kids. Brilliant. We have 6 children.
6 children. That's all we can do.
Right, now it's time for our last weigh-in, and it's Jo.
No group, no Zoom tonight because I am double shifting at work. Oh, so God. Taking a Zoom meeting off holiday. Anyway, great news. Because I'm double shifting, I've had to bring all my meals into work. So, A, they're all sin-free. The only sins I'm going to have this week are the Muller lights I've brought in with me. That's B. C, by the time I get home, I'll be too tired to eat. I reckon I can do all of this workday week on about 3 sins. And also, personal win, I've been to check into a hotel room, and normally, as I go past the vending machine, I'd have a grab bag of Walker's cheese and onion, a family bag of Maltesers, and a Dairy Milk for the room.
Don't
know. Anyway, I haven't done that. Haven't done that at all. What a week.
Just had an apple in the room yesterday. So well
you definitely would have cracked and had something from the vending machines had they been open.
No, they are. They're contactless as well. And I just haven't done it. Now, I've found a different way of getting to my room as well, which doesn't go past the vending machine. Now I've actually got my key card.
Right.
So I don't have to go past it. I don't even have to see it anymore.
I'm actually really impressed, actually.
Thank you.
Because I definitely thought you would have at least eaten about 4 twirls by now.
Yeah. The producer I'm working with on an afternoon has every single time I've worked with him said, are you going to get a McDonald's on the way home? Gonna go to drive by Costa, and I've got no. I'm trying to lose weight for Christmas, so I can put it all back on at Christmas.
Ooh, do you say that? Do you say that every year?
Every single.
By Christmas.
So I've been good so far.
I was impressed with your batch cook. What did you make at the weekend?
I did a few packs of chicken and couscous, mm-hmm. my go-to if I'm on the move, and bolognese. So I did a ton of bolognese.
Well, we know bolognese for you is your third.
Well, like, bolognese is a
meal of the day.
Yeah, when you posted your pictures of your batch cooking, I was very tempted. This is Jo's meals for one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But guys, remember what Margaret Miles Bramwell says: have as much of it as you want, guys. It's free food. Eat away.
I love that bolognese is your snack. I just love that.
Bit of parmesan, beautiful.
So you're feeling confident. So you're not weighing in at home. Are you still sticking to that then?
Yeah, got to stick to it because it's what I and my slimming worlders believe, that only slimming world scales count.
Right. What are you talking about on your Zoom meetings then?
Well, other people. Other people do weigh in.
Right.
Although weirdly this time, my consultant, because she's desperately trying to get people to stay on Zoom.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
She, last lockdown one, she was very, come on, guys, get some scales at home. This time, she has sent us a link to buy scales if we want to, the best ones that she knows
she
about.
She gets commission for that.
Yeah. But she has also said very openly, maybe you don't want, it's only for 4 weeks this lockdown, maybe you don't want to weigh in. Maybe it'll just be lovely to come back and have at least a 0.5-stone loss on the Slimming World scales. So they're just desperate. They're just desperate for people now.
I like the confidence that it'll be just 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, I did think that because in my mind, I don't know if we'll be going back till after Christmas.
Yeah. No.
Which is why I really, really need to be good this month.
Yeah.
Because if I know in my head we're not going back till after Christmas, carnage could happen. And I can't have a whole year where there's been no loss at the end of it.
This is my argument. This is my argument, though, for home scales and why you should use them. Because I feel like if I have home scales at home, which I step onto and just check how I'm getting on, that's like a reality check sometimes when I've had a bit of a binge of a week.
Well, I'm not going to have a binge of a week, so...
At least, Joe, at least, you know, if we go into next year without getting weighed again, at least you can...
Start again.
...happily say... at least you can happily say that you had 3 weeks on plan being good, definitely.
I'm, in my head, I am still going to... I'm going to do things like have the Costa coffee, but that will be my sins for the day. Because I've proved I can do it. I can do it with just having those things. I've not touched the 3 massive boxes of lint that we've got. The lint balls. They haven't been touched. They're in the spare room.
You can't do it this week because you're not having caffeine this week. So.
There's no chocolate allowed.
Yeah, true. I've not touched any of it. I've not touched any of the Christmas snacks.
Actually, this makes the question then. So, the twirls in the vending machine, was it because you were being good or was it because you can't have caffeine this week?
Yeah, both. Because I didn't go for crisps either. I
could have gone.
Well, I could have gone for the grab bag of Walker's crisps, and I didn't. Because if I have one, it's a spiral out of control.
Well, if you need it, you need a sweet after your savoury, surely.
Exactly. And there's no Muller lights in that vending machine, guys. No Muller lights. I have checked.
Right, now on to our least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's comes from Jen Ruggles, and she says, I'd like to nominate my neighbour for least supportive diet partner for baking this apple pie for me from the apples from his apple tree. Fresh apple pie is basically food foreplay.
Good. Apple pie, apple crumble.
Oh, what would you have it with?
Custard.
Custard every time.
Ice cream. Well, no, ice cream. Cream. Like proper cream, as in like clotted cream, and it just starts to melt. Oh, it's delicious.
I can't even tell you the amount of times I've discussed cream this week. The guy, Sparky, that I work with, his fiance, they're a family that have cream on their cake every time they have cake.
It's even cheesecake?
Just some cream, single cream. Oh. Like, I'm a family, we are double cream heavy December only. But for the whole of December, it's double. It's a bloody double cream frenzy in my house.
I used to live with a girl who would buy muffins from the supermarket, but she'd buy cream to go with it. So she'd heat the muffin up in the microwave and pour the cream
fucking
in.
Fucking brilliant. That's
shit in my eyes.
That is amazing. So I've just talked about cream, single cream, double cream, whipped cream.
And now you can have it with your
apple pie, which has now been endorsed by Jen.
What a great neighbour, though.
Yeah,
what
lovely. A lovely.
My neighbours are dicks. they have apple trees. They've not made me an apple fucking pie.
Don't talk to them. No Christmas card for them. Yeah, yeah.
Go scrumping.
Make your own. What you should do is go and get them, make it, and then drop the pie around.
Take one round. Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook.
Joe Whitmore says, back on furlough as of today. I think I may have put on a few pounds since being back at work, as my mum casually said to me, oh, now you're off, we can go running. And if you want, I can cook you some fast 800 meals. I would rather she'd just said, you're looking lardy again. Mums know best.
They do know best.
Yes,
mums
they do.
Mums are brutal though, aren't they?
Yes,
they are. Brutally honest.
But also, what a great mum. I wish she would have made me go running with me.
Yeah.
And go fast 800 meals.
Fast 800 meals. God, that'd be nice.
My mum tells me every time she's done yoga, so I think that counts. Same thing.
Tracy McCaffrey says, when I last went back to Simming World, I saw a 2-stone gain since March. Before that, I was at target weight.
Oh, my God.
That must be lockdown.
Fear, though. Like, shit.
Yeah. Well, that is, I would say, is an endorsement for home scale.
Joe, are you tempted now?
Nah, I'll be all right. It's only 4 weeks, isn't it?
Oh, apparently. And Jen says, getting changed in front of my husband today, I take off my boob holder, if you know, you know. And my husband suddenly shrieks, points at my boob and says, what's that?
Oh, no.
I'm scared to look at myself after his reaction, but it turns out it was a wine gum. Yes, I keep the occasional sweet in my bra. Don't ask. He said he thought it was a leech.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we like really doing that.
And you have popcorn, and then you get home, you take your bra off, and then just all this popcorn just falls on the floor.
Yeah, but we're not storing popcorn in our bras.
I've definitely lost a Cadbury's button down there once. And when I removed. Obviously, I ate it because, you know, whatever, a bit of melted chocolate doesn't hurt anyone. Right, you've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. It's time now to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Oh, Joe won Slimmer of the Week last week.
How?
I gave it her.
Because didn't I lose weight? I don't remember.
You maintained last week.
Oh, yeah. Did I lose 7 pounds last week?
Allegedly. So I gave it to Joe.
Oh, my God.
It's a hard one for me this week because home scales don't count. So it's quite tricky because I can't believe either of you. Because they're not official weigh-ins.
She's put on double the amount of weight that I've lost this week.
I haven't, because I stepped on the scales this morning and it says that I'm minus.
Darling, midweek weigh-ins are irrelevant. It's the Monday weigh-in.
Well, technically, when I stepped on last week and I put on the 5, I think it was like on Friday. So technically, I was weighing in 3 days before.
It's not my fault that you're doing that.
It's got very complicated.
I had to weigh in a day before to give my leader my results, so I would have lost even more.
Are you weighing in the morning?
I have to weigh in on a Sunday.
Hang on.
Not in the morning.
Are you doing a Sunday morning?
Just checking.
No. I have to weigh in on a Sunday and send her the results so she can process it for Monday evening.
Oh, interesting. And are you weighing in clothes?
Yes, 100%. Okay. On my children's lives, I wore clothes.
Why?
And
why
I weighed
are you
in
doing
the afternoon.
That? Why are you not using this to your advantage?
I'm not cheating.
In the morning, naked after your morning pee. Weight loss.
So are you telling me that you weighed in naked first thing in the morning after a wee and you still gained 5 pounds?
Shit.
So really, Victoria put that milestone on. She lost last
really
week.
Really great call.
Definitely did this morning. The 5 pound gain, I think, was after the Subway.
Well, this is another thing. Do I give it to Katie, even though she's sabotaged Victoria into the 5 pound gain?
Sabotage her. I was being a good friend.
Here's who's getting it. Katie.
Yes.
Because I do feel she's the only one. She may have lost.
I'm the only one on this podcast that's actually done what they're supposed to do this week.
I don't feel Victoria may have lost anything.
I don't want to eat another fucking biscuit on Take the Biscuit. I'm sick of it.
Well, I can always drop you around some new biscuits, love. That's fine.
The amount of meat in them at the moment, because I keep losing this bloody game, I'm actually going to need another box.
Right, you may not agree with this. You might want to nominate
ever.
Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook. And if you rate and review this podcast, it helps us, and those clicks on your phone will help you burn calories. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.